Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What up, what up? Get on Mafia.
Chill. Hell nah.
Don't order this trap.
Right.
Stop, get on Mafia.
Nah.
I made the trap go.
Can you feel ground shaking?
I made the trap go.
Can you feel ground shaking?
Cause I'm the elephant in the room.
I flushed all my fears, it appears I'm on go-go. In the trap for years, I pop beers, I ride solo. Always see me dolo, don't leave without my fofo. Young G's call the cops, pigs where I call them popo. The Wizard of Oz, no Toto. Don't hit my line about Yale. Don't F-book, don't IG, don't Snapchat, oh no-no. I told you once I'm on go-go, just ask the man on my polo. Some drop down, some doing time, while snitches plead in no-lo. Every day I'm called cray-cray, so say I got a big ego. Trapping all day, headed for the edge, snitches sing like Neo. So the game changed like CeeLo, so flow is my tempo. These diamonds side my face, got my ears big as Dumbo.
I'm in trouble.
November 6, 2015. As you're living in Vegas, it's fight week. You know what I'm saying? So you already know what time it is. But today, you know what I'm saying, I got the big homie, I got the, you know what I'm saying, one of the homies from Ghetto Mafia, you know what I'm saying, the homie Wicked coming through. And he got to explain something to y'all for those that don't know or have been missing out or just ain't been paying attention. But my man's finna come through, and he got something to say. You know what I'm saying? He got to clarify and just really clear the air on some things. So, what's up, big bro? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good, bro. What's going on, Tony?
Oh, man, just chilling, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? I see you've been, you know what I'm saying, explaining to the people, you know what I'm saying, what really is, you know what I'm saying, and how, you know what I'm saying, certain artists is not giving y'all respect, not giving y'all due, not even acknowledging y'all, you know what I'm saying, for what y'all been doing, you know what I'm saying, for the South, for the A, for the deck. So, you know what I'm saying? I just want you, like, to really, you know what I'm saying, explain the whole situation.
I mean, shit, it depends on, you know, what exactly you want me to explain, bro. You ask the questions, I'm going to answer them. You know what I mean? I mean, if you talk about the VH1 special, you know, for anybody that hadn't seen it, that was a VH1 special that was put out.
Right.
It was called The Untold Story of the Rise of Atlanta in Hip Hop. And I guess to make a long story short, it was put together by a Jason Jeter, which is T.I.'s manager, and Shaka Zulu, which everybody here in Atlanta, you know, knows Shaka Zulu and at least have heard of Jason Jeter. And Shaka Zulu is Ludacris' manager. If you saw that show, The Rise of Atlanta, The Untold Story, you'll see a heavy influence of artists that were signed to a label here that, you know, that's not really making a lot of noise now, but back in the day was actually two labels, So-So Def, which is owned by Jermaine Dupri, distributed through Arista, I want to say, and LaFace Records, which went through Arista also.
Right.
Which, you know, they had the, you know, Outkast and a lot of groups you don't heard of because of that fact, you know, the Goody Mobs and Organized Noise and these different things. But to make a long story short, because I can't go all the way back that far with the fuckery with everything,
right.
I'm going to bring you up to date. And recently, I want to say like last year, they've been repeating this show, you know, playing it back to back. Jason Jeter and Shaka Zulu, since, you know, T.I. has a situation with VH1. I guess VH1 came to them and said, hey, you know, we want to put a special together. Now, mind you, both of these guys are not from Atlanta. They're both managers are from New York City. But they were put in charge of doing a special about Atlanta, and as they saw fit, you know, to tell the history to the rest of the world as they saw fit.
Right.
So what they kind of did was, you know, they pick and chose what part of history they want to include and what parts that they wanted to exclude. And basically, if you wasn't, you know, with LaFace Records or So-So Def or affiliated in any kind of way with them, then, you know, they're like, nigga, fuck you.
Right.
You know, that's their stance on the whole thing. And, you know, and I'm here to, you know what I'm saying, to represent for everybody in the city that was left off and to do a service for the people out there that don't really know the true story to let them know, because when you cheat a motherfucker out of a story, you're not just hurting the people that you left out. You're hurting the people that want the truth. You understand what I'm saying? You're hurting people that need to go back. If I want to know who my great great grandfather is and my great great grandmother is, I want to know who both of them are. You know, I don't want to. Don't come telling me to, you know, just about dad.
Right.
You know,
right.
I want to know what mom did too. I want to know what the uncles and nieces and nephews and everybody in that bloodline did to make me the man or the person that I am. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to tell it all. You know, Ghetto Mafia, for anybody out there that's listening in Vegas and around the world, Ghetto Mafia, we started Trap Shit, along with
right.
a few other artists, the Hard Boys, CMP, Damn Shame, a lot of groups that were not directly affiliated with the Atlanta so-called machine. We were a lot of the groups from the East Side, but there were groups like, you know, Sammy Sam, Big Oomp, you know, Patchwork Recordings, Kurt down there that kind of recorded every single, he was the only studio in the city that recorded all of these acts. But a lot of us got left out, and if you wasn't with LaFace or affiliated with them, you know, you were kind of left out. So, as I was saying, bruh, we started this trap shit down here, bruh. A lot of artists today are sitting out here rapping. When you come to, and I don't want to name call, cause if, you know, if I don't know a motherfucker personally, you know, I hate to call his name, but when I hear a motherfucker rapping,
in a 1-2 choppy style, and the whole game sounds like Nino and Wicked, straight from the deck, on the grind, indicator type shit, I'm going to have to call a nigga out about it, because half these kids don't even know where they style came from. They're out here giving props to motherfuckers that took my shit and ran with it, but conveniently left me out, conveniently left Gangsta Nino out, you know, conveniently left out Sammy Sam, the Hitman, and Oop Camp. So, you know, when I hear these artists out here rapping and stuff, man, and giving props and shit to artists that I feel like, you know, definitely don't deserve it now, you know, it strikes a chord with me. There's a lot of motherfuckers, you know, I've gotten a lot of calls in the last couple of days, because I have been on IG. If anybody out there listening, I am The Real Ghetto Mafia on Instagram. Raw Ghetto Mafia Bar on Facebook. But I begin, you know, a lot of people are supporting me. I say 80% are supporting me. But, you know, these guys have fans, too. These guys have, you know, people that love them. They're heroes to a lot of people, and they feed a lot of people as well. They should. So when I talk about these guys, I understand that there will be a backlash from it, because anytime you're attacking somebody's hero, it's going to be a backlash. I mean, when women were coming out and saying Bill Cosby did this right here, you know, it took right down to the end. It took everybody, black, white, everybody coming out, down to some of the women on the show, to convince Wick, because that was a hero of mine. So anytime a hero falls, it's hard to accept that. So I'm not here to just bash. You know, this is not me reaching for straws. It's not me attacking. I'm not out here to attack T.I. or his beautiful wife or his beautiful family. I'm here to speak the facts. When you're wrong, nigga, you're wrong. Right. You know, I got wind of this documentary that was coming out. Everybody was saying, well, damn, Gangsta Wick, you know, this documentary coming out after the fact. And and they were like, you know, they didn't say nothing about Ghetto Mafia. A lot of the forefathers of the rap game here in Atlanta, you know, and I think that's fucked up, Wick, because New York rappers don't do their rappers like that. You know, Run DMC, you know, talks about Sugar Hill Gang and Houdini Friends and the Fat Boys and groups that pioneered the way, you know, for a lot of the, you know, Jada Kiss and Nas and these motherfuckers. They have no problem with saying that. You know, L.A. artists, same way. You know, Snoop Dogg has no problem with talking about Mac Dre and Mac Maul and JT, the bigger figure, and E-40 and those type of guys. But some kind of way in Atlanta, Georgia, these country-ass niggas here in the city, man, feel like, you know, leaving you out is fucking cool, you know, some kind of way. Like I said last time I talked to you, bro, there's been a disconnect, and it's here in Atlanta. It's not in most of the cities, most of the states. It's a thing that's going on here in Atlanta, and I'm not gonna sit back and shut my motherfucking mouth and let an 18, 19-year-old motherfucker run around here and tell me, you know, I'm mad or I'm hating because they ain't acknowledging me. It's unacceptable for Wick, and that's why, you know what I'm saying, I'm pushing this whole thing. Now, as I was saying to you, I reached out for Jason Jeter. I called Tip. I called him personally. The slap in the face for me with this whole motherfucking thing was, after I got wind of this bullshit-ass documentary that they excluded all of us, I called these niggas, and I said, look here, bruh, I know y'all did a documentary. I know it's fixing to come out, from my understanding, from a lot of different leaks. You know, not one motherfucker said nothing about Ghetto Mafia when my name was floating around that set. Now, my name, Ghetto Mafia, and the names that I have already said, were floating around the set. So they were purposely excluded. They knew when they sat down and put this documentary together that there would be a backlash from what I feel like is a slight to a lot of the East Side. It's not East Side, West Side thing, because like I told people before, I got a lot of great friends from the West Side. Got a lot of West Side niggas listening to me right now. So we're not even going to get into that type of shit. Or South Side, for that fact, or North Side. But when I talked to these niggas, I said, look, this is what we're going to do right here. I said, Jason, can you get Tip, which, mind you now, when this nigga, when I'm on top and this nigga calling, you know, B103, a Greg Street Show, or anybody, and you know, and hey, I want to speak to Gangsta Wick. You know, Wick, get on the phone. Hey, Gangsta Wick, man, you know, let's do something together. You know, I'm down. I love y'all. I grew up on you. You know, when I'm sitting over there at noontime with Dazzy Faye and Noonie and all the great motherfuckers over there. You know, he there when we at the gate. You know, back in the day, anybody from Atlanta know about the gate, one of the biggest clubs here. You know, nigga out there promoting stuff. He had no problem with Gangsta Wick. He knew exactly who Gangsta Wick was. So did Ludacris, which was Chris Lover Lover at 97.5. Him and Poon Daddy had a show. They had no problem with calling Gangsta Wick and Nino to come up there and save that raggedy-ass show that they was doing when he sent them that $10 on records to get to the point that he at right now. Not having to really break himself in the streets like we did, but having a job at 97.5 in which he's enabled to spin it on records. But now these same motherfucking niggas are brand new. So I call these niggas and I say, all I need for you to do, Jason, is have T.I. put the phone to his face. Where he at? He ain't got to come out. He ain't got to call me. He ain't got to do none of that because you're behind mansion walls now. So I know your head big as the moon. You ain't got to call me nothing. Put the phone to your face and say respect to Nino and Wicked so that I can put it on a documentary and give the shine to a lot of artists that deserve the shine out of this city.
Right.
Well, we went through a whole bunch of that. Like I shot the police when I asked for that right there. From some kind of way from the times of him he's pretty much on my dick and listening and hanging on to every word I said, all of a sudden I got to run around with that. I get to run around. I'm sending over EPKs. He's pushing niggas. I run a nigga get on the phone and just tell me, say, look here, Wick. You know what I'm saying? Tip said, nigga, fuck you. Nigga, fuck you. He don't want to do it. He feel like he's too big for you.
Wow.
I can respect that. But when you get me to run around and having me sending over EPKs and, you know, one nigga pass me off to the next nigga and this nigga pass me off, it's kind of like when you loan a nigga some money.
Right.
You go to get the money back. Now all of a sudden you're talking to his girl. Bitch, nigga, I wasn't talking to your girl when I gave you the money. When you came to my door and you asked me and you're on your knees and you needed that money, you didn't send your girl then. Don't put your motherfucking girl on the phone with me now. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's the way I took it. I took it as disrespect to a legend, especially when I'm the nigga that brought this independent game to the streets of Atlanta. I'm the first nigga out here that showed you that you didn't need LaFace and Arista, and you didn't need Def Jam. I'm the nigga that showed you that you can get out here in the streets, hustle that money up, press them CDs up, sell them out the trunk, do these shows, and you'll have labels knocking on your door. No disrespect to Outkast, but that ain't what they did. Anybody in Atlanta tell you that was no underground Outkast albums.
Right.
They didn't build their way up to LaFace Records to a deal. No, they signed directly and was unknown, and LaFace made them. Well, I'm a made man. So any little thing that I have, any celebrity that I have, it's earned. I earned it. And any artist is walking around here with their nose up because a label made them, what I say to you, nigga, is fuck you. Fuck you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, man, you know, Bredham felt like, you know what I'm saying, that I guess, you know, they could get me to run around and you know, shit on me. And you know, I couldn't put the phone up to their face and say, you know what I'm saying, Nino and Wick, job well done. Which all I needed. I ain't needed now red cent from a nigga because you know what, I'm a hustler. And a lot of these niggas out here in the game are hustlers, big on records and stuff. We can get out here and we can get that money, you know, especially if you lend your celebrity that we help give to you in the first place, bruh. I'm not trying to come move in at the crib. Bro, all I'm asking you for is acknowledgement so that I can get out here and feed my family the way you don't feed your family off the back of mine. But some right. kind of way a nigga feel like he made the money. He didn't get no help from nobody. You know, it ain't because of hard boys getting out here and ghetto mafia and going to these cities that didn't like Atlanta rap and breaking the market wide open for them. It ain't because of that in their head. It's because he a pretty boy or I can rap like him. No, nigga. It's because of ghetto mafia stuff loading up in that van and riding across this country and dealing with locals out there in Texas and out there in Vegas
right.
and out there in Cali and up in New York and up in the Midwest and up in Ohio. That's why you broke so easy, bruh. That's why the game came here to Atlanta and has stayed and flourished. It's because on the backs of great groups down here. And that's what I'm here to just, you know what I'm saying, just give a little shine to that right now. There'll be a lot of people that like I said, that'll, you know, that'll twist my words, call me a hater. They'll get on their Instagrams and stuff and try not to acknowledge it. They have this little code now. Well, I don't want to say nothing to him or respond to it because if I say something, they'll make some money on the chitlin service. Bitch, nigga, what kind of word is that to say to a real nigga?
Right.
What the fuck you mean you don't want me to make no money on the chitlin circuit? Nigga, ain't you don't made enough money? What the fuck you mean you don't want to see another nigga from the city and you call yourself the king of this shit, make some money on the chitlin circuit? I mean, you can tell a lot about a person behind closed doors when they think people ain't listening. The same people that a lot of women down here support, the same motherfucker that turn around and say, no, women ain't leaders. But them same people that are here that or excuse that and fuss and fight and call me out on the carpet for calling out this nigga or that
right.
nigga or the other nigga. So, you know, Brad, I'm gonna let you ask me a few different things, but that's what my whole beef was about. Then, you know, on top of that, to put the cherry on top, I started this trap shit. I'm going to just say it directly to you, nigga. I started this trap shit. You can go back and check my 1994 Draw the Line. The year after that, you can, Full-Blooded Niggas. The year after that, Straight from the Dick. And the year after that, On the Grind. All independent albums that I got out here in the game. Nino and Wicked got out here in the game, along with some other great niggas, Big Derek, Hand Spike, and other great hustlers in this city. We got out here and charted every single album. One went gold. You understand what I'm saying? And for a guy to get out here and to be as defiant, you know, try to come and slick talk me and pretty boy me and, you know, I started trap music. There was no such thing. I posted that shit. How the fuck can you sit there with a straight face and look at the people in Atlanta, Georgia, and walk the streets and say some monkey shit like that when everybody here knows, Negro, you got the game from us.
Right on.
Point blank, period. Everybody, every nigga around you that protect you that you feed knows that you ain't starting no goddamn trap music. What you did is you heard what a real nigga was talking about and you named your album Trap Music. I mean, if I go back right now and listen to some of the great groups of the 70s and 80s that were signed to Motown that was doing all love ballads, and I'm a singer and I make a song and I make an album right now and call it Love Ballad Music, did
yeah.
I start love ballads?
Nah, man.
Exactly.
Wow.
And that's and that's exactly what Breh is out here kicking to motherfuckers. Kicking to the kids and let me say this right here. Breh is not a target because he's on top. Because if I was going after a motherfucker just to get shine, because that naysayers be like, well, he's just going, you know, Gangsta Wick, I feel you, but you know, I believe you just going at home because, you know what I'm saying, because home on top or the other nigga over there, he on top, and you know, you're just trying to get a little shine off that. Listen here. If I was going after a nigga that was just on top, then I'd be going after Future. Then I'd be going after Young Thug, the niggas that matter. It ain't no 17, 18-year-old little girls talking about, oh, I want T.I. or Luda to be my baby daddy. They're in the same boat I'm in. Only difference is they got the money off the backs of us, ran up in the if I do it in slave analogy, you know, we all feel niggas. We say, hey, we're going to go hold up the man. Tip and Luda, y'all, if I hold him up, y'all kick the dough in and wait for us. Well, we out there and we hold him up, and they run in and lock the door and peek out the peek hole. And, nigga, you outside. It raining. Fuck you. You know, that's how I view it. You know, and like I said, this is an Atlanta thing. I don't know where the division has come from, you know, but I'm here to check it. I may get blackballed because it's a thing around city. You know, if you say something against these guys, you know they'll the money loans, so they'll go and tell all of the radio stations and club owners. Well, you know, if you're fucking with Gangsta Wick and Nino, you know, I can't fuck with you. I can't lend my celebrity to that because they on it. Because you got that kind of bitch shit going on behind the scenes. People niggas will go out their way to shut Gangsta Wick up, and even if they have to pay, or take their celebrity away because motherfuckers like you would interview me and even for me to speak the truth. So you got that kind of shit going on. It's a game of fuckery now, a popularity contest. No artists are original. Every rapper sounds the same. Every rapper is auto-tuned. You can't tell if he can rap or not, barely even talk, because it all sounds the same. White music isn't like that, Tony.
Right.
White artists don't like that. White artists don't put each other out of style. The Guns N' Roses can do the Super Bowl right now and be 80 years old. You understand what I'm saying? But we out of style and after two albums. We put each other out of style. You can't name me right now, Tony, songs that you were playing 3 years ago, five years ago. The artists are coming and going like we changing draws.
Seriously.
It's a lot. And that started with the Tupac Big after they was kicking the real shit.
Right.
After Pac mysteriously died and nobody knew in your great city with the surveillance capital of the world. Died on a main street where cameras are everywhere. They can catch you stealing a coin.
Right.
But nobody know who killed Tupac. So, and that's another story. But after the death of those two great artists, in came the chicken-eating, watermelon, dancing-ass niggas for the kings and the queens.
Man, and that's how I view it. I got a caller, man, from the 404. Want to say something? Caller, what's happening? Yo.
Yeah. Can you hear me? What?
What's up, bro?
You straight up. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we hear you, bro.
Hey, man. All I know is everything you just said really hell, man. Ain't nothing to the discrepancy about that what it is. That exactly what it is. Ain't nothing to go against that. I couldn't have said it better myself. And as a matter of fact, when you in the city Gangsta Wick, we finna get with you immediately, man. Make sure you hit my line, man.
All right. Well, shit, you got the lead info. I don't even know who this is, brother. Should I know who this is?
Straight drop, duct tape. Dread.
All right, that's what it is, bro. What's happening? You know I fuck with y'all niggas anyway. Tell that nigga KK, I said, what's happening? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
tell the boy, Alaboy, that I said, what's happening?
It's going down, man. I appreciate y'all spending knowledge over the air like that, man. That's A1 knowledge right there, man. Ain't nobody else even going to get out there and say what you just said, man. That was it from the top to the bottom.
All right. Yeah, but appreciate it, brother.
Throw that.
So, Tony, man, I appreciate you, man, you know what I'm saying, taking the time, bro, to, you know what I'm saying, to hear it out because, like I said, you got to, you know, by fucking with me, you know, now the niggas, you know, may not want to fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the kind of whole shit you got going on
right here
in the city. You know, tipping these niggas to get on records with Young Thug and all these niggas and lend their celebrity to that shit. But a nigga shamed, you know what I'm saying, getting Gangsta Wick on something. And a lot of people say, you know, somebody hit me up on Instagram the other day and said, well, Gangsta Wick, you know, attacking them or attacking this person, you know, that's definitely going to, don't turn them off, and they ain't gonna want to do nothing with you. Or you know they ain't gonna want to shout you now or put you up on that platform. And what I say to that, a nigga that tell me that right there, nigga's been 20 years. When was a nigga gonna put me on the platform? You understand what I'm saying? Niggas' careers dead and gone. These niggas doing reality shows with their feet kicked up, getting pedicures. if a nigga didn't put me on the platform, then he ain't putting me on the platform. I understand that. I just put myself on the platform, and I'm going to call a nigga out for it. So, like I said, I probably lost a lot of friends, but I've gained a lot of friends, too, in the game, bruh. And like I said, it's a lot of real artists out there, man. You know, Pastor Troy.
Right on.
That's the homie. You know what I'm saying? He's always done what he can, you know. That's Bone Crushers and a lot of the artists that make music, such as like the Ying Yang Twins and you remember MC Hammer from back in the day. Them be the real ones. They just thought because Hammer was jumping around on stage and this, that, they get twisted like he lame. No, he was the real one.
Straight
you know,
up.
You shout out the Ying Yang Twins, them the homies. You know, but like I say, you know, Duct Tape, all the homies over there, the East Side OG KK. You know, there's a lot of great artists here, man, that support the whole thing. You know, they might not even want me to put their name up in the motherfucker. Because it's so political. You can't even give a nigga a shout out nowadays. Because
right.
Nigga's like, well, damn, I ain't really want you to say my name, Wick, but I feel you. But, yeah, bro, that's what's going on, man. Here in the city of Atlanta, man, I'm just trying to figure out how we can change that and not leave our OGs out the pasture. You know, kick them out the door and that like they don't mean nothing. Because if it weren't for Success and Effect and MC Shady, they didn't do the music I did. Raheem the Dreams. They didn't
right.
F with Jay, you know, a player Ponchos. They didn't do, you know, the whole J team, Lady DJ. I was inspired by these people. You might not know who the fuck I'm talking about, but City of Atlanta knows who I'm talking about. And I'm not ashamed to get up here and call these nigga names. So, well, nigga, why are you ashamed of me?
Man, for real.
You know, what have I done besides rep this city and carry this city for 10 years? You know, put this motherfucker on the map. What have I done besides that to make you ashamed of me? You know,
man.
Niggas get a little deal, man, and now you're ashamed of your uncle because my legs ashy and I got on church shoes. Come on, bruh.
Man, y'all hearing it live, man. Gangsta Wick, man. Ghetto Mafia telling the truth, you know what I'm saying, speaking on facts, man. And y'all need to take heed to it because he's spitting the fact this ain't nothing crazy. No, you know what I'm saying? It's the truth. You know what I'm saying? That's the homie from Duct Tape called in and, you know what I'm saying, vouched. You know what I'm saying? So, only thing I can say is y'all just, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got to clean it up. You know what I'm saying? They got to clean it up and recognize
everybody
y'all
out there.
Today.
Everybody right? out there, before I get off this phone with you, Tony, everybody out there that's right. listening that can and has any kind of power to put, I don't care if it's Twitter. I don't care if it's other blog site on your own page. If you got two people on your two friends, this shit and you spread this shit, because niggas should not be able to walk around unimpeded, you know, and kick no fake shit like this. You know, these niggas, like I said, they feel like, well, you know, only way I'm gonna respond to it is if it's up on B103 and he said it to Greg Street or he said it to B-High or Ricky Smiley or somewhere. I have to say something about it. Now, real nigga gonna check it. If I'm wrong, nigga, come out and check it. Nigga, say something to me. I don't care if it's five people that knew about it. If it come across my desk, that Wicked a fuck nigga, and this is what he did, I don't care how many, what kind of platform it's on. I'm gonna check it. These niggas don't check it, and they can't check it because they're dead ass wrong. So my thing is right now, man, I'm trying to get this music back to where some content in it. I ain't trying to, look,
right.
bro, when I go to the club, man, I want to dance. I want to kick it just like anybody else. I like dance records. You understand what I'm saying? I'm from Africa. We dance.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
But, bro, it's so much other shit going on out here besides a dance record, man. When you play, you don't already play two or three dance records, bro. Where's some serious shit? 90% of the people out here ain't dancing. 90% of the blacks out here are struggling. 90% of us are getting up and going to work every day or out here hustling in the street taking penitentiary chances. For our families, out here we already being shot down and killed by a system, and I'm not gonna say whites, you know, but by a system that already don't care nothing about blacks. And you mean to tell me there's no music out here that reflects that? Every record that's played is talking about eating chicken and watermelon and dancing. What the fuck? What the fuck? How is the world so serious? But every song is bullshit. And if I kick a real song, or if Nas kick a real song, or Snoop kick a real song, it can't get played. But if they get on there and talk about some bullshit,
right,
drop it like it's hot or some shit, then it gets spinned. So that's something at the top of the food chain with Radio 1. You know, I have to do my research before I get to calling names of where this shit is, who has put this system in place of garbage. But we have to get a better balance in music. It's no problem. Like I told you, Tony, I like the dance
right.
just like the next. I like pussy just like the next nigga. I like a strip club record just like the next. But come on, bruh. Where are the serious records at? Where are the serious artists that's kicking Black Pride stuff? Where are they at? Where are the Tupacs at? Where are the young Tupacs at?
Right.
They can't get no records played. Because every record is, I'm thinking, I'm chicken in the wall, I'm thinking, I'm done, bringing it on, bending on, over there. What the fuck?
Man.
But every day we out here struggling with real shit, disease, a broken economy.
Right.
You know, gang violence, black on black crime, white on black crime. Come on, bruh.
Man. We gotta get back to that real, straight up. Get back to the real.
That's what it is, Tony. Well, I appreciate it, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Is there anything else you want to ask Gangsta Week before I get off the phone?
man.
You know?
You pretty much covered it, man. But just tell us about, you know what I'm saying, the elephant in the room, the new album that Ghetto Mafia dropping, which I got coming up. And what the folks can be expecting from y'all, man.
Well, yeah, right now we're working on a new album. It's kind of slow. I know a lot of my Facebook fans. I got the greatest Facebook fans in the world. They port with. Like I said, I'm Rod Ghetto Mafia Bar on Facebook. And The Real Ghetto Mafia on Instagram. We're working on a new album. It's kind of slow right now because with a lot of political stuff going on between me and Nino. As far as, you know, he's doing an album right now, a solo album, as well he should. You know, Nino is from the islands, St. Croix. Shout out to all my St. Croix homies. And, you know, he's trying to put an album out right now so that he could show a different side of himself, not just Ghetto Mafia, and I respect that.
Yeah.
As well as I'm putting out a solo album. So in the midst of all these other songs that are being recorded, we have to fit time in to do the Ghetto Mafia album. We're 6-7 songs in right now. I don't want to just do 12, 13 cuts. I really want to do upwards of 30 or 40 so that we can drop them back to back. But right now we're pushing this elephant in the room. We are here working off that right there while we're getting all the material ready. Anybody out there that's down with Ghetto Mafia, stay down with us. I'm always kick the real, whether they give me blackballed or not in this city. And I'm going to kick that real shit to you.
Oh,
but an elephant in the room, you can go to SoundCloud right now, type in Ghetto Mafia, Elephant in the Room. It's a great song. Fighting with DJs here now because I made the song, you know. A lot of them won't play it, but they'll play the same song if Future made it. You can take the same identical song, and all of a sudden then it's hip. You know, if Nino or Wick made it, then it ain't quite as hip, you know, so. We fussing and fighting with that to break the record, but it's happening, and it's going to happen because I'm going to keep kicking the dough in until a motherfucker acknowledges this ATL.
Sure enough, man. And I'm finna spin it. I just want to say thanks, man. Always got y'all back. Always got your back, man. Whenever you want to come through, we got you, man. And I'm supporting you, man. Word.
Appreciate it, bro.
No problem,
man.
ATL,
I love y'all. Vegas, I love you. Yeah. And anybody else, I love you out there, man. Gangsta Week out.
All right, y'all. Peace.
Yeah. What up? Ghetto Mafia.
Chill. Hell nah.
Daughter, this
hell
is
right.
Stop Ghetto Mafia.
I made the trap go.
Can you feel ground shaking?
I made the trap go.
Can you feel ground shaking?
I made the trap go.
Can you feel ground shaking?
I'm the elephant in the room.
And his name is Gangsta Wicked.
There's an elephant in the room.
And his name is Gangsta Wicked.
There's an elephant in the room.
And his name is Gangsta Wicked.
And he made the trap go boom.
Made the trap go boom.
I flushed all my fears in a
up his, I'm on Google. In the trap for years, I pop beers, I ride solo. Always see me dolo, don't leave without my popo. Young G's call the cops pigs, where I call them popo. The Wizard of Oz, no Toto. Don't hit my line about Yale. Don't F-book, don't IG, don't Snapchat, oh no no. I told you once I'm on Coco. Just ask the man on my polo. Some drop down, some doing time, while snitches lead and no. Every day, day I'm called Cray Cray, some say I got a big ego. Trapping all day, hit it for the yeah, snitches sing like Neo. Saw the game change like CeeLo. Full flow is my tempo. These diamonds side my face, got my ears big as Dumbo.
I'm in trap go.
Can you feel the ground shaking?
I'm in trap go.
Can you feel the ground shaking?
I'm in trap go.
Can you feel the ground shaking?
I'm shaking in the room.
Now
there's an elephant in the room.
And his name is Gay Finino.
There's an elephant in the room.
And his name is Gay Finino.
There's an elephant in the room. And he bitch trap go boom.
Bitch trap go boom. Made a 100,000 dimes from a trap house. Cherokee, yeah, you know me, no took it out. Had a fucking line rap all around my house. So pretty talks up, they try to figure out. I started scoping in the pad for the middle school. Didn't give a damn fuck, just a young dude. See the bands made me hot, I shouldn't bought that. Never running out of work, I'm steady pushing that. See, I ain't never scared. Put two in your head. Try to rob Gay Finino. End up in it. I'm a real trap nigga, yeah, CKT. 94, 95, 92, 93.
I made the trap go.
Can you feel the ground shaking?
I made the trap go.
Can you feel the ground shaking?
I made the trap go.
Can you feel the ground shaking?
I'm an elephant in the room.
Now,
there's an elephant in the room.
Get back.